Jazz Club. If this doesn't sound like jazz, well, it's a new kind of jazz. It's a real pleasure for me to be playing with this gentleman. I've known him for over 50 years now. I know I don't look that old, but... And I heard the first gig he ever played with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Went backstage and introduced myself, and we've been friends ever since. He's one of the masters of bluegrass in the last century and this century, the great Del McCurry.
Thank you. You know, it's good to be here at the Dakota, and I'll tell you what, you know, the first time I saw David, I didn't know he played the mandolin, and then we stayed at your mother's house, if you remember, Bill Monroe. And I don't know if all the Bluegrass Boys stayed there or not, but your folks were on vacation somewhere, and I remember we stayed there. They kind of left David to run the house, you know. And he was doing... Now, I got to tell this. I've never told it before. he was letting off cherry bombs in that house. Oh, we had a lot of fun. We didn't play much music, but we had a lot of fun. Yeah, he was still a teenager. Of course, we were all teenagers in a way, you know. But I'll tell you what. This guy, he can play any kind of music he wants to play. He can play jazz, he can play bluegrass, country, whatever, rock, I don't care, he can do it. And I've enjoyed every minute of my relationship with this guy. And he can sing also, because we're going to do some tonight. Have a little hand for David Grisman.